Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Japan for the G7 summit. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Biden greeted troops and Japanese officials at a hangar at a Marine Corps Air Base near Hiroshima before heading to a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida.
The bottom line, Mr. Prime Minister, is that when our countries stand together, we stand stronger.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the two leaders have a lot to talk about ahead of the larger Group of Seven summit.
The military dimension of the alliance, the economic dimension, the recently concluded agreement on clean energy, the work we're doing together on economic security. This alliance, I think, is in a genuine high watermark.
The president's cutting his trip short in hopes of finalizing a deal to raise the government's debt limit. White House staff who've been negotiating with Congress will be along for the trip and be part of the team updating the president on the status of the talks. I'm Jennifer King.
Prime Minister Kishida has agreed with President Biden to continue sanctions against Russia and support Ukraine, Kishida told reporters. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday said the next 2 months would help decide the fate of a deal which allows Ukraine to ship grain through the Black Sea. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday said Moscow had agreed to extend the agreement for 2 months. Ugandan Foreign Minister Jeje Odongo told a new joint news conference that several African countries depend on the grain.
We understand their plight, but we think whatever should be done in the interests of those in need, and not to use their need to the advantage of others.
Russia had set a Thursday deadline for its concerns to be ironed out or had threatened to bow out, but neither Moscow nor Erdogan immediately commented on any concessions. This is VOA News. Arab leaders arrived in Saudi Arabia Thursday ahead of the Arab League summit, which begins in Jeddah on Friday. Lebanese caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas were seen touching down in Jeddah and being greeted by Saudi officials. Syrian President Bashar Assad also headed to Saudi Arabia on Thursday to attend the 22-member regional summit, his first visit to the oil-rich kingdom since Syria's conflict began in 2011. Assad's attendance at the summit is expected to seal Syria's return to the Arab fold following a 12-year suspension and open a new chapter of relations after more than a decade of tensions. Ghana is targeting $10.5 billion of external debt service relief from 2023 to 2026, the International Monetary Fund said, giving first indications of how big a hit investors might face in the coming debt overhaul. The embattled West African country's debt is currently unsustainable, but Ghana aims to restore it to a moderate risk of debt distress by 2028, the fund added in its debt sustainability analysis. The son of prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy campaigner and media mogul Jimmy Lai is defending his father and calling for his release from prison. Here's more from VOA's Laurel Bowman.
His son Sebastian Lai testified in Washington before a Congressional Select Committee on China on May 11th. He called on lawmakers and the U.S. government to do everything possible to secure his father's release.
We expect he will face a lengthy sentence and possibly life in prison. This could mean I never see my father again. The authorities are cracking down hard on my father to send a message to him and others. The sense will not be tolerated. There is no freedom of press.
Jimmy Lai's international legal team and Sebastian Lai met with VOA. Lai said his father came to Hong Kong from China as a boy with nothing but rose to billionaire status. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Iran's president warned Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on Thursday not to violate water rights of the Iranian people over their shared Helmand River. Ibrahim Raisi said his government is determined to defend Iran's water rights. He said he asked the rulers of Afghanistan not to consider his words a trivial matter and take them very seriously. He also urged the Taliban to allow Iranian hydrologists to check the water levels of the river, which originates in the Afghan Hindu Kush mountain range. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.